Chapter 8. All Play and No Work.
The 1st of June, and the King family is going on holiday tomorrow, said Meg. I'm free for 3 months. And Aunt March went away for her holiday today, said Jo. Isn't life wonderful? What will you do all your holiday? Asked Amy. I'll stay in bed late and do nothing, said Meg.
I have lots of books to read, said Jo.
Let's not do any studying, Beth, said Amy. Let's play all the time and rest, as Jo and Meg are going to do.
I will if Mother doesn't mind, said Beth.
Mrs. March agreed to the plan and said they could try it for a week. But, she added, I think by Saturday night you will find that all play and no work is as bad as all work and no play. Next day, Meg appeared at 10 o'clock and ate breakfast alone. It was a lonely meal, and the room was untidy because Beth had not cleaned it. Jo went to the river with Laurie, then sat in the apple tree and read a book. Beth began to tidy things in her cupboard, but she got tired and left it half done. She went to her piano, glad that she did not have to wash the cups and plates. Amy sat in the garden to draw, hoping someone would see her and say something nice about her picture. But no one appeared, so she went for a walk, got caught in the rain, and came home very wet.